Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Pass Radio, America's weekly motorcycle talk show.
I got me a date with some of the motocrossers up around the way.
Your source for weekly updates on what's happening in the world of motorcycle racing.
You know how fast you're going?
Industry news, trends, the people involved.
I'm Ricky Carmichael.
This is Kevin Schwantz.
This is Josh Teemeth.
This is Kelly Smith.
This is Travis Latrobe.
This is Jeremy McGrath.
And now, Pit Pass Radio.
Hello again, everybody. It is Pit Pass Motor Racing Weekly. Welcome to the program, brought to you in part by our good friends, our hosts, if you will, the owners of this very program, evergreenpodcast.com. Look to them for a diverse and dynamically curated blend of creative programming featuring a wide range of lifestyle and niche programming opportunities for each and every one of you. The network features a myriad of entertaining shows, including ours. And it's all rooted in, of course, high creative values of production quality. Our friends at evergreenpodcast.com. Scott Casper with you. Tony Wink with the week off. Sitting to my left, which is completely different. Everything's upside down in the studio. And that is to my left, PJ Duran. PJ, how are you?
Doing well, and yes, I am sitting in a new location.
It's
thanks
weird.
To some technical difficulties. We've got them solved, though.
Are you okay?
I'm doing just fine.
Oh, thank gosh. You know, and I know it's a big weekend, but not a lot of news in AMA or Superbike. Is there anything out? Any deals cooking out there? Any riders?
Yeah, there are a few things going on. MotoGP testing will begin tomorrow in Sepang, so unfortunately I can't report on it,
right,
but
right.
I can tell you it's about to be happening. There was some news in the road racing world. One Jake Gagne, one of our favorites,
sure,
who previously had ridden World Superbike, will be riding in our Moto America series on the BMW. The ride previously held by Danny Eslick in season past. Speaking of Danny Eslick, he will be racing at the Daytona 200. Love to talk to him sometime soon about that, as he will be going for number 5, which is a big deal. Tie him with Miguel Duhamel and Scott Russell for most of all time.
I was going to say Scotty Russell in there, too. You bet. Now, that is one of those races that a lot of people set their eyes on, and that may be the only race of its kind that they race all year. And it's become a bit of a tradition with so many racers and fans out there as well. Do you like Bike Week down there?
Couldn't be a bigger fan of it. I wish I got to go more often.
Well, now that you're married, surely that'll change.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it will. And gainfully employed in the motorcycle industry, it's very difficult to get a week off to go do what you really want to do at Daytona.
Well, you brought it up. This program brought to you in part by our friends at Hicklin Power Sports. Look for the new and used product online at hicklinpowersports.com. Or better yet, check out their schedule and hit them up in the showroom floor. I guarantee you're going to like what you see. Individual kiosks to take care of, so you're not seeming like a big herd of cattle. They can separate you out, and by golly, they'll listen to what your needs are. They can even finance you in-house for that new bike, jet ski, or quad. I tell you what, they've got it going on at our good friends at Hicklin Power Sports. Thanks to our friend Bart Hicklin and company. You are part of the company.
Absolutely, I am, and coming up on, it's been 7 years that I've been there.
Wow.
Time flies when you're having a good time.
Well, congratulations, buddy. Nobody deserves it more. The customers love to come in and talk to you, and you're always so professional, but at the same time, there's an element of warmth that creeps through. All right, let's take a look at the weekend that was. San Diego, to be exact. Supercross was there, and how did it all work? Well, Nichols in third. We had Fernandez in second, and then Ciancerello, this, of course, being the West results. 450 Supercross results in San Diego. On the other hand, Kenny Roczen, Marvin Musquin, And you know what? I'm going to back up the truck here. Marvin Musquin in second. Eli Tomac in first. Those are the 450 Supercross results for San Diego. Somehow my script got double printed there. And then we go to the 250 Supercross West results. And Jimmy Dakotas, Garrett Marchbanks, and then Adam Ciancerello in first. So 1, 2, and 3. You know, it's amazing to see the consistency coming about at this point in the season. But maybe that's how the season is supposed to shake out.
Yeah, in the 250 class, Ciancerulo has now put kind of his stamp on it. This was his third win of the West Series. They now go on a little bit of a break. The West does as the East picks up. Ciancerulo is the only three-time winner. He's now the points leader. So he's really putting his stamp on it.
He wants to call it his own, baby. These are the seasons of the year. You know what I'm saying? These are the ones you remember the most.
And he is definitely coming into it looking strong. And he was an early season favorite, and he's shown no signs that he's going to back off the gas.
Well, the program brought to you in part by our good friends at Hicklin Power Sports, but we do want to recognize those that contribute. Our sponsors include our producers include Jack and Leanne DeLeon, Chris Bishop, and Tommy Boy Halverson. Before we get to the rest, I will wish a very special happy birthday to our buddy and brother down in New Orleans, Louisiana, Christopher Bishop, celebrating his birthday today. We appreciate all he does for us. Thank you, bud. PJ Duran, Scott Casper in studio. The script prepared by our good buddy Eddie Kuhlenkamp. Tony Wink on vacation one more week. He'll be back next. Due up on the program, hour number two, Justin Bogle, Russell Bobbitt. So Russ Bob will be joining us, a great guest for us. Garrett Marchbanks in the latter part of this first hour. Jace Owen will be our first guest. Hopefully Jacob Hayes will be our second guest. We'll see, but we will start this program with our buddy Jace Owen. Jace, how are you? Jace, are you there?
Yep.
I'm there you are. How are you, man?
Hey, I'm doing good. Doing good. Thanks for having me on the show.
Let's talk a bit about, and you're welcome, 2017. Obviously, you had a tremendous season finishing second in the AMSOIL Arena Cross Championship. But you missed out most of the 2018 season due to a knee injury. Where are we at on the knee injury?
Yeah, so everything has been going well. You know, like you said, 2017 was a really good year for me. I kind of, you know, did come up short of the championship. Just, you know, I won all those races, but the way the arena cross worked, they had that points reset.
Right.
Kind of had a bike malfunction once the points reset. And, you know, I still ended up second, but, you know, I felt like it was a good building year. And, you know, I didn't want to end up going to Supercross, but 2018, I felt like definitely wanted to get that championship. And, you know, I just wasn't really dealt those cards with, you know, I came in pretty well prepared, I felt like, but at the first race in practice, actually just kind of in the time qualifying, I just, had a little crash and, you know, I tore my ACL and it definitely, you know, 2018 was a rough year to say the least, sitting out all year long. You know, and watching those guys race definitely wasn't easy for me. When kind of, like I said, I had a chip on my shoulder that I wanted to win that championship, and it was cut short definitely right away. But now, I mean, I feel like I'm pretty much back up to 100%.
Nice.
It was a long recovery. It was about really, I got back on the bike at about 7 months because I had a couple of kind of problems along the way, but we got it going and you know, I got healthy and then kind of went over to Australia and that was my first race is back.
What do you think, Jace, as far as transitioning? As we all are well aware, the AMSOIL Arena Cross Series went away. Feld put that one to bed, and thankfully for guys, racers like you, there's a place to call home in the Kicker Arena Cross Series. I mean, how do the series compare? Does it feel like the same group, same competition level? Is it similarly run?
What do you know?
It definitely is good that, you know, the Kicker Arena Cross came up, and I would say that competition, you know, I would say before it was just the AMS Oil one was definitely deeper, just because there was a couple more teams where, you know, the team I'm running for, the Phoenix Honda team, is we're there racing, but kind of like a couple of the other teams, there was the Babbitt Kawasaki team that isn't there, and there was like a Yamaha team a couple years ago and stuff. So, I mean, you know, there's my teammates. There's still some competition there. But overall, like, it definitely is a good series, and I'm glad that I've been doing it.
Kicker Arena Cross, we had the promoter on last week, and it seems he is closer in opinion and desire to help the racers have a positive experience. Is that, you think that's fair, PJ, if I say a positive experience for the racers? I think so, don't you?
Absolutely, from our end of the spectrum, it seems that way. But I think a guy like Jay Sowen might better be able to answer that, as he participated in the paddock of both of those championship series. Is it a feeling like it's home for you, Jace?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, I've kind of had kind of a home in arena cross for, you know, quite a few years now. And originally the plan for me was actually to race the 250 East Coast, and that's what the team Phoenix Racing Honda was going to have me do. And a couple of the guys, my teammate Freddie Norn and Isaac Teasdale, they were going to do the arena cross. And, you know, the team owner David asked me if I, you know, wanted to, and I said definitely. And I was going to race it just until East Coast started, which is, you know, Minneapolis is this weekend. And now, actually, you know, it has been so good for me. You know, I've been able to win all the races, and, you know, hopefully I could keep that streak going, but I'm actually going to finish the weekends out. You know, there's three rounds left, so now I'm going to race Greensboro this weekend, Chicago the next, Salt Lake the following, and then I will head into the 250 East Coast Supercross after that.
We're talking with Jay Sowen, currently sitting in the number one spot on that Honda. We take a look at the balance. Isaac Teasdale in second place, also racing a Honda. Then in third is Vance Wilford on, it looks like, a KTM. And let's see, top four, Preston Taylor in fourth on Kawasaki. And then Mitchell Gifford in fifth overall. But so far, this is what we call a statement beginning, if you will, 2018-2019 season. But Denver seems to be a place you like to race, man, because you can air it out.
Yeah, Denver's good. The first round we had, I was in Colorado as well, in Loveland. And, you know, it went well. And before that, I actually hadn't been on a bike in since Paris. When I went over there and did that Supercross, so it was about seven weeks that I was off the bike, because I caught a little bit of an illness, and I just had to take some time off, and I actually hadn't rode at all until I went there to Loveland for the arena cross. So I'm back, you know, pretty much 100% back on board, and getting some good riding and training in during the week now as well.
We're talking with Jay Sowen. Let's throw it in up for conversation here in studio. Right now, we're seeing Honda with the number one and number two spot here, but all of a sudden, you're starting to see KTM in the top six. Kawasaki with only one bike in the top six. Matter of fact, you have to go to eighth spot to see another Kawasaki, and that's Justin Hernandez there. Are you noticing, as far as lap times and performance, maybe it's just me, but it seems like Honda's finding their way?
Yeah, the Honda is really good. The CRF, for 2018, they came out with a new bike and chassis and everything, and it was good because, you know, 18, got a lot of the bugs and stuff worked out, which I wasn't really, I was hurt during that time, so I didn't really have to deal with kind of the new bike and figuring it all out, where I came in and there was a lot of things kind of set in stone. And we the team and myself have been working really hard to keep improving the bike, and that's what we've been doing, and it's been going well. And this week we're doing some engine testing and stuff, and we're just keep building. So it is a good bike, and we're actually getting it better and better all the time.
Yeah, I'm sure you're pretty excited about getting to the Supercross series. So you're not going to miss, you previously touched on it, but you're not going to miss any of the East Coast rounds?
No, I actually will miss. I will miss three of the East Coast rounds.
Oh, wow.
This weekend is Minneapolis.
Yep.
Yeah. And then after that, I think it goes Dallas and Detroit, where I'll be racing the last three of these, the Kicker Arena Cross Series. And the team left it up to me completely, kind of what I wanted to do. And I feel like, the Arena Cross has been going so well for me this year that it would be pretty hard for me to just kind of step away and go do the Supercross. But I definitely am excited, and that's kind of the big picture and the goal, something that I've worked hard at for a long time now. But I will be missing the first three East Coast rounds. And once I start at Atlanta, if all things go planned accordingly, then I'll finish the whole series out.
And that is great news. Clearly, your team, as much as yourself, I'm sure, would like to see a title come home with you. And clearly you've got one on the table waiting for you. And that's bodes well. Are you signed with this very team for perhaps next year? I mean, letting the first few rounds go of the East Championship isn't the end of the world if you know you're coming back and you're going to use them as development for next year. Is that kind of the plan?
Yeah, that's kind of the plan right now. I have a 1-year contract right now with Phoenix Racing Honda, and it's good. There's a lot of great sponsors and companies that have backed up the team, because it is a new team and kind of in the works, and it's been all coming together really well. With a new team, everything takes time, and there's some bumps in the roads, but we've all, like I said, we've all been working together, and been going through the bumps and stuff together. But I'm really happy where I am. There's a great group of people and guys, team manager, team owner, like everyone has made me feel at home, and I'm really glad to be riding for him this year.
We're talking with Jace Owen. Originally, by the way, Jace, thanks for being available to bump up in the hour. We surely appreciate your flexibility. Scott Casper with you, along with PGA Duran. We're talking a little bit about the Kicker. Well, not a little bit, but quite a bit, actually, about the Kicker Arena Cross Series. And the one that was, of course, Denver. And our Jace Owen has taken the number one spot over. I've got to ask you, though, I'm going to look at the injury, and I know it's difficult for some maybe to think about this, but the injury may have been a positive. And from where I sit, if I'd been a manager of a team or a racer in top condition, but have an injury of the type that you suffered, it may be best for the overall. It's like a year off. And then, of course, that desire continues to build. You're hungry for the opportunity to get back out there. Am I overselling that, or is there some truth to that?
No, I think, there definitely is some truth. Like, you never want to get hurt or be injured and have to sit out. But sometimes it's almost like you're just going through the motions almost, and day in and day out. And I definitely love riding dirt bikes. But I think, in a way it was kind of good, because it gave me definitely a lot of time to, like, sit back. And there was times that, crossed my mind. I was like, well, I mean, I don't ever want to go through this again, and this is such a long process, and the therapy every single day, and this and that. But it's definitely, it's part of the sport, and everyone's dealt, with injuries along the way. But definitely there kind of came that time that I was like, I'm tired of sitting on the couch, and I definitely was super, super motivated to get back out there and try to be more successful than I had been in the past.
Jace on our guest. Jace, obviously you've been on the program before and understand how it all works, but we want to give you time to recognize sponsors and friends, team, et cetera, that help you go racing on a weekly basis.
Yeah, there's a whole group of people that do, and the Phoenix Racing Honda team, it's a Honda-supported team, so Honda stepped up big and done a lot for us. Cherokee Casino, Parts Unlimited, Thor, TCX boots, Pirelli, FMS, 100% goggles, ClumboMet. Yeah, I mean, there's definitely, the list goes on and on. But, you know, that's a few of them off the top of my head that I can think and, you know, get me out there doing what I love and racing dirt bikes.
Good job out of you, buddy boy. Appreciate the time. Congratulations on an outstanding first part of the season. I'm sure we'll have you back on sooner than later and be able to give a little more love to those sponsors that are so very valuable in this day and age. Maybe more so today than ever before. And because these folks are putting, you know, hard-earned money toward helping you go racing. I understand that whole theory and practice of what wins on Saturday and Sunday sells on Monday and Tuesday. I get that. But I think it's even more important that, you know, they are supporting individual racers for a lot of reasons. And Jace, it would be easy if I was a sponsor or a potential sponsor, I find it very easy to get behind you and your effort. So good job, bud. Appreciate it. We'll send you off to the pits. Okay.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you guys again for having me on the show and take care.
Good luck wrapping up that title.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate Jace Owen, back to the pits, or off to the pits, I should say. Coming up, we've got our next guest, and up to this point, it's a mystery guest, so you'll have to stay tuned. It'll be right after this short timeout. You're listening to America's Motor Racing Talk Show as we continue. It's Pit Pass Motor Racing Weekly. Stay tuned.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.